You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
We like to talk about the hard facts about heart facts. Did you realise statistics show that one person dies from a heart-related disease every few minutes? And sadly, many die because they either fail to recognise they are having a heart attack or they wait too long to get help.
I guess most would hope that it was something else, like a pulled muscle or even indigestion. But doctors now urge us to act fast if we suspect an attack, as medication is far more effective if it is administered during the first hour after the pain begins. How dependent we are on that one precious organ. Why, our whole earthly existence depends on this hard-working unit. It's about the size of a man's fist, and it beats approximately 70 times a minute, 4,200 times an hour. And listen to this, the volume of blood pumped through our arteries and veins in 1 year was about 3 million litres.
We hardly ever stop to think about that pump inside of us, do we? We take it for granted, and that it'll continue to do its job year after year. We never think about the fact that each one of us are actually one heartbeat away from our eternal destiny. Can I ask you a personal question? When your heart finally stops, where will you go as you leave this life behind?
When the old kicker quits, the curtains. Or when the lights go out, the show's over. And nothingness. But for many, they fervently hope that all the good things they've done in this life will outweigh the bad, and that'll allow them to go to heaven. But you know, God never mentions anything like that.
We talk about the heart being a tough muscle, which it is. But when we speak about our deepest emotions, we refer to that as being the heart. We might say, I love you with all my heart. And when the Bible speaks of the heart, it means the same thing. It says, for it is by believing with the heart that a man becomes right with God. So, while it is necessary for us to look after our physical heart, we must also take care of our attitude towards our God. While it is today, the Bible says, harden not your heart.
So many times we don't really understand the reason why we do the things we do. If you ask any psychiatrist, to discover the deepest emotions and intents of our hearts is like peeling off the layers of an onion. The Bible says something extremely revealing about this. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The answer to that is, only God knows what's in a man's heart, for nothing is hid from him.
God's Holy Bible is the highest authority on life and death. God did not create us to be in any doubt about our final destination. He makes it quite plain to us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe what? Believe that God sent his precious Son into the world to show the way of salvation by dying on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. For the Bible clearly tells us all have sinned. You need to move half a meter down from your head to your heart. Dear friend, we long for you to find relief from all your heartaches and fears, and this can truly happen when you turn to the Lord Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus says to those who believe. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, or rooms, and I am going to prepare a place for you.
Friend, don't put off making this decision to follow Jesus. Do what your heart is prompting you to do. Ask him into your heart and life today.
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? This website is brand new. Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. I'll give you that again. www.communicationradio.org. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.